Welcome into the Snapped Podcast. My name is Tyler Kluver, and I am a former Division I athlete turned entrepreneur. I run my own fitness and nutrition coaching business, as well as a sports media brand that produces podcasts, sells merchandise, and creates exclusive paid content. The fun part is I don't really know what I'm doing as a business owner. I'm just figuring it out day by day. This show, Snapped, acts as an audio journal for my thoughts and ideas on fitness, health, business, mindset, and whatever else I find important on the pursuit to personal happiness and a balanced life. I hope you can take something from the show that makes your life a little bit better. And regardless, I'm just happy you're here. Let's have a day. Let's go. Hey, welcome to the show. My glasses look like I've been in a sauna, and that's okay. Thank you to the people watching on YouTube. The 10 of you, I appreciate you so much. Cade, you're the GOAT, commenting on every video. Leave a comment down below and tell me how jacked I am in the shoulder region or what you think about these upcoming CrossFit quarterfinals workouts that I'm about to talk about. I'm excited today. Just got in. It's literally, put the glasses back on, 2:05. The CrossFit quarterfinal workouts just got released 5 minutes ago. I have the email right here on my other monitor that says, welcome to quarterfinals. Hi, Tyler. Welcome to the individual, blah, blah, blah. Here are the workouts below. I haven't even looked at them yet. Four workouts. And from what I've heard, we'll see in a second, it's just four scores. We've kind of speculated in the CrossFit community that this four workouts would end up being one of the workouts having two scores. Generally, that would look like, hey, you're going to do a 10-minute AMRAP for as many reps as you can. You get a 3-minute break, and now you're going to do a max lift. Obviously, the first one affects the second one. The second one affects the first one in a way of strategy. It tests fitness in a unique fashion. You get an extra score out of that, which helps sort of saturate or dilute the leaderboard, dependent upon what that looks like. It's just going to be four workouts. It is Wednesday as I record this. This will go up immediately after. You can immediately start doing these workouts Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. You get over 6 whole days to do this. That's not true. Wednesday it comes out. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. You get a little over 5 days to do four workouts. For the most elite in the world, they could probably do these in a 24-hour window and put out pretty high percentage scores, like relative to their capacity, and do just fine. For your next step down, let's call it guys like me who aren't quite a semifinal, like true elite competitor, but are very, very, very far down the competitive path skill-wise relative to your average CrossFitter. It would be nice to have like at least 2 or 3 days to do these workouts. So giving everybody 5 days to do four workouts, there's going to be some pretty incredible scores. Maybe we'll speculate on what those scores could be here. We'll see how close I am next week, because by the time I record this next Wednesday, we'll have all the scores in. Workouts 1 and 2 are due by Saturday afternoon-ish. Saturday at noon, I believe. We'll see. It's Saturday at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Pacific time is 2 hours behind Central time. So 7 p.m. on Saturday night, workouts 1 and 2 are due. 7 p.m. on Monday the 22nd, workouts 3 and 4 are due. I don't even remember at this point if we've previewed a quarterfinal, what I expect out of myself. Last year, I got 220th in the North America West region. In quarters, it doesn't really matter what you got worldwide, but I believe I got something like 1300th worldwide. So that's kind of what we're looking at. I'd like to improve quarterfinals generally, for those who are wondering, relative to the Open, which we did a 3-week sort of review on the Open. The quarterfinals are generally heavier, meaning the barbells or reps at certain weights are more / heavier, right? There was a 185 deadlift in the Open this year. Very likely to see barbells upwards of 225, 255, 275, maybe even into the 300s if we're talking about some kind of max clean at the end of a workout or deadlifts. Skills are required in bigger capacity, both in the fact that you have to do more reps of certain skills and you need a wider depth of individualized skills. So in the open, we did bar muscle ups would be a skill. Let's call chest to bar pull ups a skill. Those were both in the second or in the third workout. Let's call double unders in that second workout a skill. And that was it. There was like three legitimate skills. In the quarterfinals, you could see stuff like ring muscle ups, other things on the rings. We could call toes to bar a skill. We could call rope climbs a skill. I would even add in abstract movements that aren't necessarily skill, but they are movements that are not common to a lot of normal CrossFitters. So something like dumbbell box step overs, overhead lunges, hands, and then you've got handstand pushups, handstand walking, deficit handstand pushups, wall facing, pistols. Who knows what else could come out? Crossover double unders, a bunch of other stuff could come out here. And all that to say, I'm better at that stuff. So I could talk about this in another episode for 10 minutes and no one would care. In short, I have approached CrossFit in a way that I am capable of doing everything pretty well. I'm not great at any one thing. That allows me to do a lot, but also cuts my ceiling down, right? So in this sense, it actually helps me a lot. Anything that comes out in quarterfinals, a lot of those people that even beat me in the open are sitting there going, crap, I can't do those. Or I can do like one or two of those. I'm not very good at it though. I can do everything. And my capacity is like generally pretty good. But my, you know, what I lack then is like a top elite engine or top elite strength, which starts to cut me down in places. So I'm excited. My plan personally is to do these workouts the next 3 days, potentially the next 4 days, but I'm still doing my running program. Literally before I got on here, 5 minutes after the workouts came out, I just got in the shower. I showered because I just did a 5 mile threshold run. I got running to do. Our main priority, and after this weekend, and we are full steam ahead and we'll talk about it next week. Our main priority is this race. We're trying to run a sub 140 half marathon. And that's a 7:38 mile pace. And so I got to do a lot of miles to be able to do that. So means I can't skip the two runs at the end of this week that I would normally do. On Friday, I'll do a pace run of 4 miles where I'm supposed to run that 7:38 pace for 4 miles and feel good about it. And then the next day on Saturday, normally I would do my long run, which for this week is 9 miles. I'll probably still do the pace run. I don't know if it'll be 4 miles. It might be three. Three isn't too bad on the body. Four would start to really hurt and kind of tax the system, CNS. And I still plan on doing a CrossFit workout Saturday or two. And then Saturday, that long run will likely move to Sunday for when I'm completely finished with quarters. So we're still getting all of our miles in. We're working it around the quarterfinals weekend. It is super helpful that, you know, I could even wait till Monday, technically, to do like the last quarterfinals workout or both. So that gives me some room, that gives me a little leeway, gives my body some time to recover. I'll only be doing CrossFit wise these quarterfinals workouts over the next 4 days. So that's good because I, you know, generally, and this is on purpose, I train two or three pieces a day. And over the last couple months, it's been two or three pieces a day plus running on my 2 days. So my body's prepared. I would say I'm like 95%. My back felt a little tight the last couple of days, but we'll be all right when the adrenaline starts going. We get the pre-workout going, little beta straight to the dome. And let's get into these workouts. I'm super excited. My plan here is to go over each one in totality, read the workout, give my thoughts, give maybe what I think will be a top time or a top score, and then we'll move on to the next, maybe recap them all at the end. Workout number one, I get nervous. It's so fun. Four rounds for max reps. Oh, this is fun. Generally not good at AMRAPs. We'll just put that out there, me personally. Four rounds for max reps. 1 minute of snatches, 1 minute of rowing for calories, 1 minute of dumbbell box step-ups, 1 minute of rest. So one round is 4 minutes, and you're going to do four rounds. The last minute is rest, which means when you get to that fourth round, you're done after the 15th minute, not the 16th. The barbell for those snatches are going to be 135. Is that correct? 135 is what I'll use. The dumbbells will be 50-pound dumbbells for the step-ups, and then you got the rower in between. Wow. Interesting. First workout that they've done like this, structure-wise. This will be, So generally how you would look at this is it's an interval workout. You're working for 3 minutes. You're resting for one. You want to, obviously, it's not a lot of time. You get 4 minutes of each of these movements. Generally, you know, good people are going to be able to row in that 25 to 30 calorie range. But if you're cranking 30 calories a minute, you're pulling on that bitch. So I don't know if 30 calories a minute will be the mark. Maybe for the really big dudes. For me, that's going to be a 20 to 25 calorie minute each time. For the snatches, 135 snatches, I would imagine that even the best for 60 seconds of work are going to be doing quick singles there. Taking it all the way overhead anyway, and then bringing it back down, the grip issue there, holding onto dumbbells, holding onto a rower, you're going to want to save your grip. Definitely one rep every 4 seconds for the best. That's going to be 15 reps a minute. I think I can probably do at least 10 every time we come around there. So, you know, if that's 40 snatches at 135 over the course of the workout. Rowing, if I'm doing 22 calories a minute, that's 88 calories. The minute of dumbbell box step-ups is what's going to be the kicker here. Holding onto dumbbells for an entire minute. And then stepping up onto just a 20-inch box. That's interesting. That helps the short guys. But that is some leg stamina that's going to come in on the snatches. You're going to feel that. And it's, you know, you're pushing on the row. Ouchie. That one hurts. Box step ups. We'll have to see the standard, but I would imagine you can get about a step up every 3 seconds. So you might be able to get 20 step ups. I'm thinking in the best here. You know, a lot of you are like, how are you going to do this nonstop? You do get the minute of rest. Off the bat, top of my head, I think that this is going to look like 15, so that's 60. Let's call it 90, 150. And let's call it another 80. I think the best scores are going to be somewhere between 230 and 250 reps here. But I could be way off. There's often times where I estimate 10% short. So this thing could be upwards of 275. I mean, there's some people that can do some nutty things. It wouldn't surprise me if someone just touches 300 on this thing, but that is going to be a nasty workout. 15-minute workout. So we have, you know, when you think about CrossFit workouts, again, you kind of think of like the short time frame. We'll probably see one here that's less than 5 minutes, if I had to guess, definitely less than 6 minutes. Then you have your sort of like your 7 to 12 minute range, and then you have your 12 to 20-ish minute range. We got one in the longer time frame here. Okay, workout two. Wow. Workout two, another box. Holy smokes. This isn't great because I don't do a lot with the box. Three rounds. Oh dear. Oh, that's horrible. Three rounds for time. So this one will be a time score. 50 wall balls, 50 lateral burpee box jump overs. That's 150 wall balls, which is nothing. If you're in the CrossFit community, that's a workout. Karen is 150 wall balls for time. There's a lot of people who will do it in less than 5 minutes, in that 4 to 5 minute range. And they won't drop the ball. However, you're breaking that into three rounds here. They will go unbroken on these. The best will. And you have to then add 50 lateral burpee box jump overs each round as well. 150 lateral burpee box jump overs, 150 wall balls. There's not much to this one. Karen plus 150 lateral burpee box jump overs. The best aren't going to quit on those. They're just going to keep moving. They're probably going to do them one every 4 to 5 seconds. 5 times 50 is 250. Yeesh. The best in the world are gonna go like 7 to 8 minutes on this, I think. That might be crazy to say. I think the best in the world will be around like 9 minutes, 8 to 9 minutes on this workout. There might be a few outliers that are faster. This is actually not a horrible workout for me. 50 wall balls. Generally, I'm good at burpees, especially burpees where you can jump laterally. You can kind of use this bounce back and forth, this momentum. I'm good at those. I'm great pressing off the ground. I have good, I'm like a natural upper body presser. Wall balls, obviously they're gonna conflict with each other a little bit here. Your shoulders are going to be smoked on this workout. But 50 wall ball shots is not too much. Heart rate's gonna be high as hell for this. I like, both of these are sort of gassy. They're a little bit gassy and I'm not good at gassy. So don't love that. This one for me, again, is probably, you know, we're probably in the 10 to 12 minute range here. I hope. 20 minute time cap. So there's going to be people that are slogging away for 20 minutes on wall balls and lateral burpee box jumps. Ouchie, ouchie, ouchie. Ooh, rope climbs are in the quarterfinals. Workout number 3. 3 rounds of 10 handstand pushups. Love that. 20 toes to bar. Don't love it, but don't hate it. Then 2 rounds of 10 strict handstand pushups, 5 rope climbs. Love that. And I've been working on rope climbs, so I don't hate that. It is a lot of rope climbs. 10 rope climbs for me is a lot in the middle of a workout. 1 round to finish of 10 chest to wall handstand pushups, so wall facing. Which is so easy. I can bang those out. That's literally 8 seconds for me, but then 20 ring muscle ups to finish. Ooh. Wow. They paired some of my worst stuff with some of my best stuff, which sucks. Or maybe it doesn't, because it mitigates a really bad score, because I will crush a lot of people on the handstand pushup part of this. But I think mostly this is a rope climb muscle up workout. Again, 3 rounds of 10 and 20 regular handstand pushups and toes to bar. 60 toes to bar, not something to just shake a stick at, by the way. 2 rounds of 10 strict handstand pushups, 5 rope climbs. These handstand pushups are, I'm telling you, the entirety of the handstand pushups in this workout, the 3 rounds of 10, the 2 rounds of 10, and the 1 round of 10, that's 60 total, getting slightly harder each time. I will finish those in a total time frame of less than 2 minutes, the way this is broken up. Like, it will be nothing for me, even tired. The problem comes where I have the second round of 5 rope climbs to do, and I have to work through those 20 muscle ups at the end. But I do like that workout. It's a fun fucking workout right there. I've liked each one a little bit better. So this is fun for me. There's a 15-minute cap on that, which tells me the best are probably going to do this in like half of that. Generally, you kind of look at that last one. I said 9 minutes on a 20-minute time cap. The first one was just in 1-minute intervals, so everybody's going to finish at the same time. This one, I'm guessing, will be fast, fast, fast. 60 total handstand pushups. Again, that's less than 2 minutes for me. Same for the best in the world. And then you have 60 toes to bar, 10 rope climbs, 20 ring muscle ups. 60 toes to bar is probably another 2 minutes for the best. 4 minutes. 10 rope climbs. They can do 10 in another 2 minutes. Best in the world are probably going to be sub 7 here. Definitely sub 8, but maybe sub 7. You could see some nutty scores on this. For me, I really, really hope to be sub 10. I would love to be sub 10 on this. If I can manage rope climbs and muscle ups, which I have been working on every Tuesday and Friday for the last 2 months, I can do some damage here. This might be a good one for me. Wow, cool. I like it a lot. And that's one of those things, real quick, as I interject here, when your weaknesses come up, you'd like them to be with something you're really good at. Like, it would be really tough, like last year, if my weakness, which is upper body pulling, rope climbs, and muscle ups, would also show up with like a heavy deadlift. Not good. Not good for your guy. But handstand pushups are my best thing in CrossFit. So I can granted, I'm not going to give myself any rest basically on the pulling, but at least I have part of this workout that's absolutely just completely negligible. I wish there was more reps. I wish it was 4-3-2. That would have been dope. Last workout, I see one barbell. This is the heavy one. With a continually running clock, you will complete as many reps as possible in 10 minutes. Wow, so the shortest workout is going to be that third one. It's going to be like 7 minutes. That's interesting. Not great for me. With a continually running clock, complete as many reps as possible in 10 minutes of 10 clean and jerks at weight one, rest a minute, 10 clean and jerks at weight two, rest a minute, 10 clean and jerks at weight three, rest a minute, max clean and jerks in the remaining time with weight four. I love this. I love this. One, because I like clean and jerk. Weights for the men. 135, 185, 225, 245. It's as simple as that, my friend. And this tests strength within fitness, which is what we should be doing in CrossFit. If you want to be strong and you want that strength to count, you shouldn't just get kudos for being able to back squat 550 if a back squat test comes out. And this is how you get people. You make them do it in a time frame. There's a lot of people out there who couldn't do 30 clean and jerks with 135 in 10 minutes. Now, in quarterfinals, probably not. But 30 clean and jerks at 185 in 10 minutes, that might be tough for some people. Now we have 10 at 135, 10 at 185, 10 at 225. And then what's really going to matter if you want to be competitive is how many can you get at 245? I wish they would have gone to 255. But again, that's just your strength bias here. Potentially, I like every single one of these workouts more and more as I read them. One was okay. Two was kind of better. Three was cool. And four is great. The best in the world, you automatically in your 10-minute window, if you make it to the last weight, which anybody competitive will, you have to have 3 minutes of rest. So this is 7 minutes of working time. The best in the world are going to do 10 unbroken at 135. Probably 10 unbroken at 225. They are 185. They might break up the 225. And then they're just going to do as many singles. I mean, you might. Sheesh. I don't know. There could be some guys in here that are clean and jerking 245 for singles, as many as they can for 5.5 minutes. I mean, legitimately, the 10 is going to be a 20-second unbroken set. Then the middle weight at 185 might be a 30 or 40-second set, and the last one might be a minute. You're not even going to have 2 minutes worth of working time, I don't think, for the best. And then you have your 3 minutes of rest after each round. I think there's going to be guys clean and jerking 245 for 5 minutes. It's just going to turn into max clean and jerks at 245 in 5 minutes, which is dirty. And some of the best in the world are probably going to put up something stupid like 40 or 50 reps on this. Is somebody going to get 50 reps of 245 clean and jerk? I could see some of the strong dudes doing that. It might come back and I'm off and it's like, actually the best score was 37. That's a lot. Maybe the best score is 40 reps. So let's go back to the top. The workouts were 4 rounds, 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute rest. So you have 12 total working minutes there. 3 rounds of 50 wall balls, 50 lateral burpee box jump overs, bloodbath of a workout. Your third workout is all upper body, all gymnastics, essentially. You have handstand push-up variations and progressively more challenging, in totality and volume, upper body pulling with the toes to bar, rope climbs, and ring muscle-ups. And then finally, you have the all barbell workout, which is essentially just how many clean and jerks can you do at a heavyweight. It's going to be fun. It's going to be entertaining to see some of these scores come in, and I'm ready to get absolutely beat up by these workouts. So thank you guys for joining the podcast. Thank you guys for listening. If anybody's out there going to do these, go have fun with these. I just signed up. I'm excited. I think I can do decently well at this. Nothing is too hard. Nothing is out of, you know, out of the ordinary of something that I can't do. We avoided heavy deadlifts. We avoided any double under or crossover double under skill, and we avoided GHDs. And honestly, that's about all I could ask for. So I'm very, very happy. Let's go have a day with these workouts, a weekend. Let's have a weekend. No excuses. Check out TKG Training on TylerKluver.com or hit me up on social media, Tyler Kluver. DM me. We can get you straight on the health and fitness stuff. Your excuses aren't valid. You have all that you need to go get it done today. Go be a savage. I'll talk to you next time. Until then, peace.